Getting ready for the start of the NWJHL's regular season this week, and we're joined on the line by right now by Dennis Paul, the general manager of the defending league champions, the LaCrete Lumber Barons. I guess, first of all, the season starting in just a few days from now. How prepared are you guys for the start of the season there?
We started a little later than most clubs. We're just a little more landlocked up here for our hockey resources, I guess. So we had a camp in the first weekend of September there, and then had an exhibition trip down to the city, played a couple Capital Junior Hockey League teams, St. Albert Merchants and Morinville Jets. So had a couple of good games, so we feel prepared to start the season here next weekend up at home against Exmouth.
And we all know the game of hockey, goaltending is definitely one of the most important positions. You guys were somewhat fortunate the last couple of years to have Andre Giesbrecht around. Of course, he was the MVP of that playoff run last season, but he's moved on now. So what is kind of the, I guess, goaltending situation for the Lumber Barons this season?
We're excited to just fill in with a local young fellow come out of U18, Ty Peters. He looked really good in camp, and he earned himself a spot, as well as returning goalie Trace Lazat. Really battled hard at camp and, worked on his position to secure a position, another position as well. So we were going with two goaltenders, two younger goaltenders, and we're going to just try to develop them as we go into the season and make sure they have the best team in front of them as well.
And speaking of kind of the rest of the lineup, certainly the big story with the Lumber Barons last season was a lot of offensive talent with guys like Drew Friesen and Eric Giesbrecht. What's kind of sort of the makeup of the rest of the team right now?
Well, we're going to be young again. We're going to fill two 16-year-old positions that we're allowed to with a couple of 08s from LaCrete here. We're blessed with some talent up this way. We've got Cole Penner and Riley Gerbrandt, both one forward and a defenseman. They did quite well here at Swift Current Bronco camp, got through the rookie camp and got to the main camp. So there's some skill set coming up on the young side of our team. They're gonna help the back end and the front end. So we feel Cole will have some impact right off the bat. What he produced on the weekend down in the city was a good telltale for us that he should be playing where he should be playing with us. Other than that, we have a couple more midget players or U18 kids that have come up that have impressed, and we're hanging on to them as well. And we'll probably keep massaging the team until the end of September. So we're good on the forward ranks. We've got some good skaters, and we should have four solid lines.
Now, when it comes down, we know the fans of LaCrete have certainly really embraced this team. Kind of interesting starting out as an expansion team a couple of years, but now you got that league title under your belt now. What's kind of, I guess, sort of the kind of the expectations for this group of guys this season?
Well, I think it's going to be high again once you set the bar. You set the bar, and then once you're at the top, you have to fight to stay there. We know that. We're just going to try to, keep the process going that got us there in the first place and continue to work hard and develop throughout the season. With that, the fan base, yes, I'm thinking they're hoping that we can, again, get into the top part of the league, get into the playoffs and see what can happen come the final games of the season. And maybe we're back in that final championship round. Provincials was a great experience for our young team last year, and the chatter with the boys is they want to be back there again and perform in Okotoks. Okotoks was second 1 year, came back and won gold. We'd like to do the same. We'd like to follow that footprint, get back to provincials and try to take it one more step.
Certainly going to be interesting to follow this season. Dennis Paul, general manager of the NWJHL's LaCrete Lumber Barons, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Look forward to seeing you in the rink.